Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Gold-Threaded Dress by Carolyn Marsden, performed by Amy Rubinate. To my daughters, Priyanut Manita and Malika Vana, and for my loving husband, Ponrat, C.M. Chapter 1.
Chinese, Japanese.
Frankie pulled at the edges of his eyes so they looked like slits.
Americanese.
He let his eyes spring back to normal.
I am not Chinese, Oi wanted to say,
but she just shook her head slightly. She put her hands over the picture she'd been drawing. Miss Elsa had her back turned, helping other children clean out the hamster cage. Liliandra was holding the straw-colored hamster, Butterscotch. She transferred him from one bent elbow to the other as he tried to scratch her with his tiny claws. Oi hoped that one day Miss Elsa would allow her to hold Butterscotch, but she'd never asked. Other children always seemed to crowd around the cage first. Frankie teased Oi when Miss Elsa wasn't looking. Because she was new, Oi didn't know whether to talk to her teacher about this or not. Maybe it wasn't serious. Maybe being thought Chinese wasn't a bad thing, even though Frankie was trying to make her think so.
Then what are you?
Asked Frankie, putting both hands in his pockets, where he kept his special trading cards. She was about to say, Thai, from Thailand, a country near China, but not China, a country with elephants and green jungle. But Frankie was already talking to Santiago.